Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Lillard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Gene Lillard. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Wally Burger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berger. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Frey reaches second base with a double. Werber moves to third. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Frey scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lillard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field. Gallen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gallen. Goodman scores. Lombardi moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Kraft reaches second base with a double. Lombardi scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Dizzy Dean now pitching. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-0, Reds. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Werber reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kraft hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Gleason moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallen scores. One out. It's 6-1, Reds. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gleason moves to third. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive towards first. McCormick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Myers hits a line drive into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walters moves to third. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Frey hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walters tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Reds. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Vance Page now pitching. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0 for 2 in the game. Burger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burger moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Bryant pinch hits for Carl Reynolds. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Clay Bryant now playing center field. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Page covering, for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. Bryant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kraft hits a fly ball into center field. Bryant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burger hits a fly ball into center field. Bryant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gleason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walters bunts towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. Myers moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myers scores. It's 11-1, Reds. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Frey moves to third. Frenchie Bordagaray pinch runs for Ivel Goodman. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. Bordagaray scores. It's 13-1, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lombardi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frenchie Bordagaray now playing right field. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Bordagaray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.